Good day. My name is Sky, and I appreciate you spending some study time with me. I'm here to help you make money in online poker by teaching you key strategies and getting you to take action. I think we have a great episode today because I absolutely love targeting the fish. So in this podcast, we're going to analyze three different hands to find nine mistakes that the fish make that we can capitalize on. And we're going to take away eight important lessons from these hands, and we can use those lessons to extract maximum value from the fish or even save us some money as well. Please go to the show notes page for screenshots for all the different hands that we're going to discuss at smartpokerstudy.com/pod492. I also recorded this podcast episode as a YouTube video, and you can find it embedded there. Once again, smartpokerstudy.com/pod492. Let's get to it. Gambate!
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right. As long as you're willing to admit that now. Are you ready to get down to business and do exactly what I tell you to do?
So the first and probably most important reason to target the fish is that they make too many mistakes and give just way too much value. So I have an example hand here where I hold pocket tens and I'm up against a fishy under the gun player. Let's take a look at the hand. So the fish in the hand limps under the gun with 7-6 off suit. The cutoff and MP fold. I'm on the button with pocket tens and I ISO raise to 5 big blinds and the fish is the only caller. The flop comes down 10-9-5. 11.4 big blinds in the pot. I flop top set with pocket 10s on the 10-9-5 rainbow, and he hits a gut shot. Now he checks and then calls a little over half pot bet, overpaying for his gut shot draw on the flop. The turn comes a queen, making the board queen 10-9-5. He still has a gut shot. He checks. I bet 2/3 pot. He calls, overpaying for his draw once again. Finally, on the river, 51.4 big blind pot. The river comes a 6 of clubs, putting 3 clubs out there, but gives him 4th pocket pair. Once again, I have flopped top set of pocket 10s. The board is queen, 10, 9, 6, 5. He's got the 6, 7. He checks. We bet only 14, trying to squeak out value out of this fish, and he folds. What a shame right there. But if we look at this pot, 51.4 big blinds, he lost about 25 big blinds by limp calling under the gun with 7-6 offsuit. Now let's see the mistakes that this fishy player made. The first mistake is that he limped and then called preflop from out of position. Now I would argue that 7-6 offsuit, not even a hand that you should play at all, that should just be folded preflop. But let's imagine he had come in for a raise, made it 3 big blinds. I would have 3-bet to 9 big blinds. Would have been so easy for him to fold. He knows he's beat right here. I am crushing him. Just based on the fact that I'm 3-betting, he could have easily exited the hand and just lost 3 big blinds instead of the 25 big blinds he ended up losing. So the first lesson learned is if you are going to play, open raise instead of open limp. The next mistake he made, overpaying for a weak draw on the flop and on the turn. So as we saw on that flop, remember he had 7-6 offsuit. Flop comes down 10-9-5. He had a gut shot with an 8 to hit on the turn. I bet 6 into 11.4. He overpaid. He only had 4 outs to a straight. 8% chance of hitting. He way overpaid. A little bit over a half pot bet on the flop. And then once again on the turn, I actually sized it up to almost 2/3 pot right here. Still, he just had the gut shot. Boom. Overpaid. Once again, just giving way too much value with a crappy draw. So that leads to the second lesson learned. Don't overpay for weak draws, especially from out of position. Now, the third mistake he made, he seemingly called with no plan to steal. Maybe he had some kind of a plan, but if he did have a plan, he didn't enact it for sure. So the 6 of clubs hits on the river, putting 3 clubs out there. And what he could have done, 51 big blind pot on the river, he could have easily come out firing, sending the message that he rivered his flush. But he didn't do that. He just check folded. He didn't have enough chips to check raise. He only has 39 big blinds right here, right? Leading out on this river would have been a great way to steal the pot with the third club draw or third club hitting, completing the club draw. It would have been really tough for me to call with my second set at this point. But I highly doubt he called with any plan to steal. So here's the lesson learned. Don't call just in hopes of hitting your hand. Have a plan to steal in case you miss it. And he could have put maximum pressure shoving for 39 big blinds in that 51 big blind river pot. Now, another great reason to target the fish, they fail to get value with their best hands. Now, we have an example hand. We're dealt king three offsuit in the small blind. We're probably going to exit the hand, but our fishy opponent is in the MP with queen 10 suited. Let's take a look at it. So the under the gun player raises to three big blinds. Our fish, our target at the table, calls with queen 10 suited in the MP. Everybody else folds, even I do, out of the small blind. The big blind folds as well. So our fish is heads up in position with queen 10 suited versus pocket sevens. He hits the nut straight on the flop. Jack 9-8 rainbow. He's got the queen 10 of hearts right here. The open raiser decides to check, and he checks behind with the nut straight on the Jack 9-8 board. Okay. The turn comes a deuce of diamonds, putting two diamonds out there. Jack 9-8 deuce, and he's got the queen 10 still, the nut straight at this time. His opponent checks, and what does he do? Oh, he checks behind again. The river comes a seven of hearts. 7-8-9 Jack deuce, the busted flush draw. His opponent checks, and he finally comes out firing on the river, full pot for 7.2 big blinds, and his opponent calls. Now, his opponent had pocket sevens the whole way, open raising under the gun, checking flop and turn, and then hit a set of sevens on the river. So he ended up calling with a set on the four straight board. And our fish with the flop straight ended up winning the hand. So what were the mistakes that our fishy opponent made? First off, he checked back on the flop after hitting the nuts. When you're in the micro stakes like this and you flop the nuts, you have to bet for value. Your opponents expect you to bluff. Now, at this point, my history on the hand, I only have one, or my history at the table, I only have one hand on each opponent, so I don't have much history. But still, when you flop the nuts, 7.4 big blind in the pot, bet one, bet two big blinds. Try to squeak out some value right now, at a minimum, one or two against your opponents. I would actually argue for a very simple half pot bet. He was the pre-flop open raiser, of course. He could have ace king, ace queen, pocket sevens, pocket tens right now. Things that aren't super happy on this board, but they're willing to check call a bet. So that leads to the first lesson learned. Get value while the getting's good. Suited gappers flop straights about 1% of the time. He's got that queen 10 suited gapper, right? You must bet to earn money in the micro stakes. Do not miss out on value with those rare opportunities when you flop a monster hand. Now, the second mistake, checking back again on the turn when the board gets wetter. Let's see what happens here. The deuce of diamonds hits on the turn, making the board jack 9-8 deuce with two diamonds. By checking back on the turn, he's now allowing his opponent. Let's imagine he open raised preflop with like king 10 of diamonds. He's got a gut shot draw, or I should say an open end straight draw, plus a flush draw. With this queen 10, he's allowing any two diamonds, any kind of better straight draw to get there on the river absolutely for free. What a huge mistake checking back. So the lesson learned from this one, when the board gets wetter, if you believe they can call with all of their draws, charge them properly. At a minimum, a half pot bet, 3.7 into the 7.4 is absolutely necessary. The third mistake right here, a full pot-sized river bet. The seven of hearts hits. He has the nut straight, 7-8-9 jack deuce. He's got the queen 10. But he made a full pot river bet, limiting the hands that can call and give him value. He's lucky that his opponent right now rivered a set of sevens to make that call. But anything else, just a nine, just an eight, an ace high hand, pocket fours, nothing is going to call on this board versus that full pot-sized bet. So the lesson learned, large bets earn folds, and that's a good thing when you want to steal. But they also minimize value made. Bet on the flop and the turn to build that pot and then earn more with your river bets and your best hands. Let's look back through at the potential math of this hand. The pot on the flop is 7.4. If he had bet two big blinds and his opponents called, that pot on the turn would have been 11.4 big blinds. Let's imagine he would have bet two big blinds once again. And if his opponent called, the pot on the river would be 15.4 big blinds. All he had to do was make a half pot bet, 15.4. Let's just say 7.5 big blinds. He could have earned so much more on this river had he bet the flop and the turn. Now, this final hand example is going to demonstrate two reasons why we target the fish. In this one, our fish is the 30 big blind pocket kings in the cutoff player. Now, the first reason here, they fail to charge us properly to hit our draws. The second reason, they let players see the flop cheaply to crack big hands. Let's get to this pocket king's hand. In this hand, the under the gun player open limps into the pot. We got a fold, and our fishy villain with only a 30 big blind stack over limps with pocket kings. The button folds, I fold out of the small blind, and the big blind player with 5-9 offsuit just decides to check. So our fishy opponent is three-way to the flop in a limped pot with pocket kings. Now the flop comes 6 of hearts, 5 of hearts, 6 of diamonds. They both check to the fish. And what does the fish do? 3.4 pot on the flop. He bets 1 big blind. They both end up calling right there. Okay, the turn comes a jack, making the board 6-5-6 jack, 2 hearts, 2 diamonds. They both check to him again. And once again, he bets 1 big blind into the 6.4 big blind pot. The small blind folds, but the under the gun original limper decides to call right here. The pot on the river is 8.4 big blinds. A third heart comes off, the deuce of hearts, making the final board 6-5-6 jack deuce with 3 hearts. Now, the under the gun limper decides to check, and our fishy player with pocket kings on that board decides to bet full pot 8.4 big blinds, and his opponent ends up folding. Now, our hero fish ended up winning only 5 big blinds with pocket kings in a limped pot after betting flop, turn, river, just 1 big blind each street. Now that we've seen the hand, let's take a look at his mistakes. First off here, limping behind with the second strongest hand pre-flop. He's got pocket kings. Could you ever imagine limping behind with pocket kings? Now, maybe if he knows that his remaining players still to act are very loose aggressive, will come in raising with a wide range, I can possibly justify limping behind with pocket kings. But when you're in the micro stakes like this, you have the second best hand, you have to come in for an ISO raise. Like we said once before, get value while the getting's good. So the first lesson learned, besides get value while the getting's good, make the most out of pocket aces and kings, because truly these two hands, they happen less than 1% of the time. So come in for a raise. Do not let players see the flop cheaply to potentially crack your hand. Because think about this, he's got pocket kings. The two players that came in were a 5-9 offsuit in the big blind and the under the gun limper with ace 5 offsuit. Any ace on the board cracks your pocket kings. You're not doing yourself any favors by limping behind. The next mistake he made, tiny flop and turn bets, minimizing value and giving a great drawing price. So remember, 6-5-6 with 2 hearts out there, he only bet 1 big blind. Now, I understand it's 1/3 pot because it's a limped pot. I can justify that kind of right there. But he let these two players come in for just 1 big blind. With the 5 and the 6 on the board and a couple hearts, a heart draw can easily catch him right here. I know he has a king heart blocker, but still, you're letting somebody come in super cheap. A 7-8 was open-ended. Any 5, if the turn comes a 5 and both of our opponents have a 5, you just got cracked by a full house. 5's full of 6's beating your pocket kings. You let that happen. So remember that prior lesson learned? When the board gets wetter, they can call with draws, charge them properly. Now, the last mistake he made, a large river bet gets only roughly the nut hands to call and weaker hands to fold. If we take a look on this river right here, the pot was 8.4 big blinds. He came in for 8.4 big blind bet. His opponent folded. What could he call with? Maybe just a jack that did not check raise on the turn. That's it. Any flush beats him. Any straight, if his opponent had a 3-4, beats him. Any weirdly slow played 6 beats him, right? Those are the only hands that'll call, other than a jack 10, an ace jack, a king jack, something like that. He minimized the hands he could get value from by betting so big. So the lesson learned, consider the hands that can give value on the river and size your bet appropriately. Now it's time to take action. First, please like the video if you like the video, subscribe for more, and leave a comment below and tell me exactly why you like to target the fish. Also, make sure there were 9 mistakes that you saw here in this video that the fish were making. Do not do them for yourself. Write down the 9 mistakes in your poker journal on a couple of sticky notes and attach them to your monitor. Do not make them for yourself. And of course, you saw 8 different lessons learned taken from those 9 mistakes that we saw. Apply those lessons learned, use them in the game to exploit the fish as often as possible. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one.